This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already. It's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't know what it is that you do at 11 o'clock. Whatever it is that you do though, I'm happy that you do that with me. Let me get this out of the way. Property Masters Bahamas. If you're looking to build that dream home, Property Masters Bahamas has got you covered. Your dream home or business are in good hands with our licensed and responsible contractors. We provide residential and commercial projects, renovations, repairs, rough and finished carpentry, walls, driveways, roof construction, and more. Don't miss our summer special. With every new construction, we will include a free fridge, stove, and microwave. Give Property Masters a call. Their number is 422-6582 or 425-5628. And you know, I've been calling it the McCobe Recovery Package, right? Many of you may not have had the McCobe before. Let me tell you, if you have the McCobe, chances are you're going to lose the woman. And when you lose the woman, she's going to take the house. And when she takes the house, she's probably going to take the fridge and the microwave. So when you move into your new apartment, you're going to not have a fridge and or a microwave, right? And as a man, that's going to be quite a travesty to have. But have no fear. When you give Property Masters Bahamas a call, they're going to build you a new house, they're going to give you a fridge, and they're going to give you a microwave. All you got to go do now is find yourself a new woman, and you should be okay. All right, so give them a call today, 422-6582, 425-5628. This morning, I'm being joined in studio by Stephen Hanna. He's on his way here, and I'll tell you what we're talking about this morning. My numbers are 323-6232. 3254316, 3254259. We're talking about a possibility of a change in administration, right? I see Kendia Dames is saying that Peter is no better than Paul, and basically the FNM and the PLP are one and the same. Two sides of the same coin is what the DNA calls them, right? Philosophically, though, I don't think that very many people in the Bahamas disagree with the Progressive Liberal Party. Philosophically, ideologically, I think the average Bahamian cares about the inclusion of the small man and the looking out for the downtrodden and the inclusion of all Bahamians and Bahamianization of a society, et cetera, et cetera. So those things, those tenets of the Progressive Liberal Party rest comfortably in the consciousness or in the cognitive capacity of most Bahamians to be able to grasp, right? Most of those things do not align themselves with who you are typically as a Bahamian. However, for whatever the reason, the Progressive Liberal Party seems to find themselves every 5 years adjudged by the people as not living up to the tenets of their own philosophical underpinning. That being said, every 5 years, we replace them with the Free National Movement, who largely their mantra has been the creation of the business class, the creation of social entities that kind of then turn around and take care of the society. And I'm not really sure if that is particularly how Bahamians enjoy living their lives. We kind of do prefer that pathway that the Progressive Liberal Party prefers, but somehow we find ourselves with the FNM because it is neater sometimes to do it the way that the FNM does it, which is you have large corporations, you build large conglomerates, you build large groups of people that turn into these multi-mega million-dollar entities, which then come and ensure that there is good life and livelihood for Bahamians, right? Fundamentally, though, if you take those two things apart, on a policy level, I'm not really sure what separates the PLP from the FNM. And so I'm bringing Stephen Hanna in here this morning, and you can help us, because here's what I want to talk about. What are some of the things? Like if you had 10 things that you said to yourself that a new administration coming in, which is if you read the tea leaves well enough, which is more than likely going to be the Progressive Liberal Party, what are the 10 things that administration would need to do in order to kind of galvanize your support for that party to ensure it re-election? What are the 10 policy changes? Like there are some policy changes in my head as I sit here and I think. Like, I would like for us to go back to a time when the Bahamas' tax regime wasn't so stringent that it caused us to kind of create a vehicle junkyard, right? Someone pointed out to me just this week past that there was a time when there were only two dumps around here, vehicle dumps, that is, right? It was the one at Marshall Road, the government car dump. And I don't even recall where the next one was. But today, almost every subdivision in New Providence has a car dump of some sort. And it is because we have moved towards, and this was Mr. Ingram, a policy of taxation that has made the car or the vehicle in the Bahamas go from an investment to what I call the disposable vehicle. And we are seeing the spin-off effect, according to the Department of Environment when they were here on my show. We're seeing the spin-off effect with the government having to kind of delve out millions of dollars to clean up when people can no longer afford to maintain those cars because they are of such substandard. So that is a policy that I wish to see reversed. I want us to go back to the days when the duty on vehicles coming into the Bahamas was somewhere between 45% and 60%. And that way people can bring in decent German and decent American vehicles and the ones that have crash-rated testing. And also in a world where I see Caribbean counterparts are moving towards having lower emission footprints between now and 2030, 2040, I don't know if we can realistically, as a country that is most threatened by global warming, say that we are in effect doing our part if we continue to bring unregulated emission vehicles into our society in mass quantity and pretend as though that's not doing anything to destroy the planet, right? And I say that, as I will confess openly, as somebody that is presently driving a Japanese vehicle. I want to tell you that that's not by choice or design. That is just through some divine cosmosis. I didn't intend for it to happen. It just happened. What I'm trying to get at, though, is I think people are going to have to think about what they want from government more than to see or more than the desire to see a government go. Now, there is a friend of mine. He and I, we frequent a local community watering hole together. Let me send a shout out to my friends down there at Prestige. I went there yesterday, Arlington, and I told him that I wanted something cold to drink. And the fella was so good. My drink had ice on it from I leave the watering hole until I get to where I was going. Of course, I wasn't drinking it. It was just in the cup holder with the cover on it. But the ice never melted, right? And I thought that was so fascinating. But my friend at the local community watering hole that I sometimes frequent, you know, he has held on. He's hinged on to the message of Frederick McAlpine, the Reverend Member of Parliament for Pine Ridge, right? Free National Movement Member of Parliament for Pine Ridge. And Frederick McAlpine 1 year ago stated that the Bahamas needed a fresh start. 1 year later, Frederick McAlpine is coming back and saying that they want us to forget. So the general tone appears to be that we are simply prepared to vote out an administration for our inability to digest them, for their inability to excite us and to make themselves desirous to us. We are prepared to vote them out if you are leaving, Miller, because I think that the prime minister is completely annoying. And I don't think that he has the deportment, demeanor, and or temperament to be a prime minister. It's simple. Like, I don't want everyone being a judge. I don't want everyone being a prime minister. I don't want everyone being the preacher or the pastor of a church. It's simple. I think he probably makes an amazing doctor. I just don't think that he has the kind of character or characteristics that I think ought to be associated with a prime minister. All right, so is that going to be enough, though, for us to be so disgusted that we vote out an entire administration because of our disgust without clearly deciding, defining what exactly it is that we desire? What exactly are the policy promises that we need to see? And I know they have the run-of-the-mill ones, the ones that pop up every election. You know, we're going to give you the Freedom of Information Act. Hey. And we're going to make sure that we operate with transparency and accountability. And these are all watch phrases. They don't mean anything, right? It's like if I said, Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled pepper. What would that mean to you? Absolutely nothing. And this is exactly what we let those people that head, run, and participate in political campaigns too, right? We let them get away with fluff. It's all fluffy language, right? It doesn't say anything. It doesn't mean anything. And so when you think about it, right, you have about 9 months before you go back to the before you go back to the voter's booth. It can't just be for Philip Davis's good looks, because I imagine he doesn't have that in copious amounts. Then what would be the reason that you are voting for the Progressive Liberal Party? Is it just because they're yellow or blue or in the same breath of air? What about the policy direction of the Free National Movement would make you re-elect them? We've got to figure out, because I think it's unhealthy for us to continue to go down this pathway where every 5 years we change administrations. Because I'm telling you what it appears to me. It appears as though we are no longer electing people for capability or competence, and that we are now simply electing people for self-actualization reasons. So we have people who mama tell them they should have been a politician. Mama say, boy, you could be a politician, you know. Look at you. Mama, baby, is a politician. Yeah, right? And the fella grew up his whole life believing that God want him to be a politician. Or mama. And so he starts to pretend like he is a politician. And you look around, you see the people in our social circles who act as though they are to inherit, political power. But are those people seeking public office for the betterment of Bahamians and the Bahamian society? Or is it just a checklist for them? Is it, mama say I could be a politician? Check, I's a politician, yeah. And people just drive me. And I have people who just hold my umbrella in the rain. And I have people who just open the door for me. And little fellas in white suit just salute me every time I pass. And if I tell the girl make me tea, she know exactly how much sugar I want in my tea, even though my wife don't know, right? So there is a bit of pleasantry that comes along with it. But is that enough for us to simply give power, to give access, to give status to a group of people without them clearly stating, saying, suggesting, I am going to ensure that I do this? And not things that personally affect you, but things that are policy things that you can say, that thing made sense, we ought to have gone back to that. That thing made sense, we ought to have never changed that. This thing makes sense, they should implement it as quickly as possible. Is the policy position that the Progressive Liberal Party offers, that they want to for a period of 1 year, right? It's fanciful. reduce VAT to 10%. Does that policy position materialize itself in a way that Bahamians can say that, okay, 1 year worth of VAT at 10% will change my life in such a way that I would be able to do X, Y, and Z. And as a consequence, I think that is the position upon which I want to vote for the Progressive Liberal Party. What are some of the, what are the 10 things? What are the five things, the two things that you as a voter need any new administration coming in, whether it is going to be the new Progressive Liberal Party or a reoccurring Free National Movement Party, that will get you to say that that is the kind of policy making that I desire, that that is the kind of legislative agenda that I desire, that that thing there makes sense? Will we go towards creating a medical hub in the central Bahamas? Or will we continue to just use PMH until it falls down on somebody? What do you have to see? 323-623-2323-254-316-325-4259. You can text me on 422-4796. Stephen Ann is in studio with me, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
It only took a year to get here.
Did you need a helicopter?
That might have helped. Are they duty-free, right?
They are duty-free, if I am not mistaken. Right. If they haven't changed them in the last budget.
Who knows? Great to be here. I was listening on the way up.
You sound like you ran up the stairs.
A little bit. Right? The exercise, you ain't kicking yet.
Yeah, because you're supposed to be a big, bad, fit, super duper.
Time. Give it time.
Okay.
It takes time.
Okay.
It takes time. Okay. The things that need to change in the country is like, because you're just talking about policy stuff.
Are you
talking
about
macro or micro? Because the thing is,
they could be both, right? Because you are a voter, right?
Yeah.
You must then say to yourself, listen, there are some things that I hope we could go back to doing or stop doing, right?
The stuff that I want change are more philosophical things.
Like, and
so, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have the Progressive Liberal Party.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it so happens, if you look at the name, it sounds cool, because, I mean, technically, I'm progressive.
Right.
I'm very liberal in my thoughts, but I am not a part of that party.
Right?
And the majority of things that party does when in power isn't progressive or liberal. And it's like, at one point, in the 1950s,
mm-hmm.
in the 60s and part of the 70s, they were doing things
that were progressive. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they wanted to share the power with the populace, being people who weren't necessarily rich. Because at the beginning of the PLP in the 1950s, it wasn't just straight a black power movement.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That it was a people movement. All the poor people, we want you guys to have something.
Right.
And poor people at that point included blacks and coloreds and whatever other variations and striations back and during that time. So they were doing liberal things by saying, hey, we want everybody to have a piece of the pie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that to be the case now. I know them to be a status quo party.
Okay.
That's why when you say nothing, you don't really know what the difference is between the POP and the FNM. Ideologically.
Well, I know their ideology is state different.
Their ideologies,
their practices are different.
Here's the thing. I don't know what their ideologies are. All I know is what they do.
Okay.
I don't go to the meetings. Because it's like somebody who doesn't go to church wouldn't know what the tenets of your particular church are. They don't know the creed of faith your church. But they do know what the people from your churches do.
Okay.
And they know there's back them not giving out tracts at the strip club. And they know they be getting cussed out from them when they drive it on the road.
Okay.
And they know the people from your church is the worst people at work.
Uh-huh.
They don't just thief pens, they thief money.
Right.
So it's like, that's where I'm at. If the FNM and the POP are churches, I don't go to your church.
Right.
I don't know what the good tenets are if I go there on Sunday, what I might believe. But I do know that the FNM and the POP are status quo parties.
Okay.
The Free National Movement is neither free nor very nationalist.
Mm-hmm.
Because foreign things are always happening under the FNM. Mm-hmm. Because the whole thing is a status quo. It's like certain class, certain businesses must maintain. And it's like, even we see it even with something like breadbasket items. Mm-hmm. We got to go to the people who own the stores as a government to ask them, what can we protect mm-hmm. for poor people?
Right.
As opposed to telling them, poor people need healthy food. Mm-hmm. So no, you cannot just only protect potatoes and apples. Lettuce have to be protected too.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, because of all of that stuff, that's more of a philosophical issue. Because mm-hmm. it's hard to put that in words on paper to say, this is what I want. I want leaders and parties that are moving the country forward and not keeping us here in this state of, okay, you know, so a state of mediocrity.
But
right
if
now.
You can't, okay, help me with this, Stephen, right? If what your argument is that people have a philosophical obstruction of some sort, right, that prevents them, precludes them from being able to state mm-hmm. that I want X, I want Y, and I want Z, then the question becomes, why do we keep changing these administrations? Because if you don't know what it is that you need, desire, would love to see, wish would happen, like if any government said to me, we are going to take an active approach to actually surveying the road work that we've done over the last 10 years
right.
and making the necessary amendments in the areas like where the old Cable Bahamas building is, where those lights are out of sync, and we got 20-foot a sidewalk, and literally if we remove 5 feet of this grass, we right. could have an effective turning lane that would take 10 minutes off your commute every morning right. when you go to pick up your son. Mm-hmm. I would say you know something.
And eminent domain allows them to do that.
I would say you know something. I think these people are onto something.
Right.
You don't hear that. If they said to me, listen, Mr. Ingram introduced 10 years ago that if you had a vehicle and it wasn't on the road and you somehow couldn't produce or make us believe that you know, you wasn't just, you know, frolicking around, you will pay for every year, I think up to 6 years that the vehicle was off the road. It is a stupid idea, right? Never been reversed. But no one says... People, mm-hmm. they call the radio shows and they kvetch in the watering holes about how boy I had to go license my car. They charged me for 4 years. Right. I used the car. The car ain't had no engine.
Because that's the thing. What you also have to include the why they're doing it, which is, and see, this is why I'm asking if you want macro or micro. Mm-hmm. On a micro level, yes, that's dumb. Why would you charge somebody? Because the same thing with license. If I leave the country, go off to school for 4 years, don't renew my license for that 4 years. Come back. And I want to renew my license, mm-hmm. the $20 license. They're going to charge me for the 4 years.
Right.
Because it's not a license. It's a tax. Mm-hmm. Because our tax system is so horrible that we have to hide it in different places in order to not scare off the second homeowners mm-hmm. who we suck at the teeth of, mm-hmm. right, in hopes that they will employ 5, 10, maybe 50 people
right.
to clean their mansion, but not really put anything into the economy, not bring us any surplus or anything. Mm-hmm. Because of that, you have these dumb things. The same thing with NIB, where it's like, why is it that me and you pay a certain percent mm-hmm. on whatever our salaries are, but there's a cap. Right. You can't pay over $800.
Right. And so the prime minister...
But that don't make no sense. If somebody is so rich that 3.5% of their weekly salary is $1,000,
right.
then you should take $1,000 right. as opposed to taking the 3.5% of my $1.50.
Right. I agree with you.
You understand that? Like, so it's like...
But again, but see, you go back to my point, right?
But now do we fix the micro issue or do we fix the macro issue?
And this is where I think the difficulty comes in, right? And I like to always lean in the directions that I know, right? For time immemorial, one of the most powerful people in this country, by my estimation, is the controller of road traffic. Everybody passes through the controller of road traffic.
Okay.
I'm not comfortable enough, though, to say that every controller that I've ever experienced was competent or even had a clue of what it is he or she should have been doing. Why? Because the minister that they appoint over him don't have a clue what he or she should be doing.
Right.
And so we've seen continuous depreciations in road painting, road signage, bus stops, that kind of stuff. The average person that has sat in the chair of controller cannot present you with a gazetted list of bus stops for New Providence. They cannot do it.
You never tell me.
And so the question becomes, right? Who ought to direct the directors of policy? It ought to be the government. Right. And that means everyone sitting down right now on a PLP ticket ought to be sitting at home right now thinking to themselves,
what I can bring
if they the gave me the Guardian to run,
how would I do it?
What are the 10 things I want to change? Mm-hmm. What are the 10 things I want to reinstate? What are the 10 things I want to shore up and enforce?
Yeah, okay, so here's the thing, right? It's not that there aren't persons in the PLP, in the AFNM, in the DNA, even in the Kingdom Government movement, mm-hmm. that don't have 10 ideas that they feel are going to take the Bahamas from where we are today to the point where we are flying cars and, was it, luxury communism?
And the cure for COVID.
Right, cure for everything, mm-hmm. right? However, when they get to those points, there is nothing that you could fix in this country without offending somebody with a lot of money, or at least somebody whose interests you don't want to offend them. Mm-hmm. I'll give you an example. Earlier, so it was on Tuesday when we spoke, mm-hmm. right? And you were like, everybody shouldn't have a car. No, I agree. Mm-hmm. 1,000%. Everybody in the country should not have a car, does not need a car. And the idea that just because you work all the way out west by the airport mm-hmm. means that you need to have a car, your cousin need to have a car, your sister need to have a car, your mom need to have a car, because all your work in different places. Mm-hmm. That is illogical, right? That you have to have 5 different cars in one household mm-hmm. just for y'all to make ends meet. That's not by any fault of your own. If we had a working proper public transportation system, then we could. However, to do that, we got to strip away or completely revamp the busing system. Mm-hmm. But the minute you say that, then it's people who have plates who are not willing to conform. And when I say people who have plates, I'm not even just talking about drivers. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just talking about people who own the bus, because you know that some buses have 3 and 4 owners mm-hmm. that you got to pay before the driver get paid. Mm-hmm. You cannot fix it, but as long as you're afraid to offend those people.
I'm glad you used that example, right? Let me tell you why. Because I feel slightly differently about it. And people will say that I'm biased. Of course, it's the business that I'm in.
Right.
Part of the difficulty has been, as the population has grown and shifted,
yeah.
this board that y'all keep appointing every 5 years don't do a damn thing. No one has done a survey on where the population is. No one has done a survey on
where
do we need to create new routes.
Right.
No one has done a needs assessment on what amount of equipment will it take to be able to facilitate the needs of the people in this area. Literally, the system has been exactly, if you're calling my text line, that makes no sense. You should text me on 422-4796. All right? Do not call. I can't answer it. You could call me the 1-323-623-2-325-4316-325-4259. All right? But we then say, it is the franchise owners that don't want to be a part of any change. No. I want this board that we pay to do some work. Mm-hmm. To tell me, listen, I have an oversaturation of equipment here. There's been a shift in the population here. I'm going to make a route that is conducive to deal with this population shift.
Yeah.
All right? I continue to ask, why did we build a government school, Anatole Rogers,
in the back of the bus.
Allow Bahamas Academy to build a school
in the back of the bus. And then buses go there.
And then turn around and ask children to walk for 2 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had now 3 members of parliament, including this one.
That's a part of the health initiative.
But the point I'm saying is someone has got to say,
right,
listen, there has been a shift in the size of my population,
right,
in my constituency. Dear Minister of Transportation, come look.
Work it out.
Figure this out for me.
And the weird thing is, when me and you went to school, a bus actually would go close to BA. Well, actually,
BA was on Wolf Road.
Right, well, yes. Rambling Beer was on Wolfe Road. I'm thinking about, did anybody ever go Marshall? I feel like a bus used to
go Marshall Road. No, nothing ever went Marshall Road because when you and I...
Bus never ran Marshall Road?
When you and I... Well, Marshall Road was dirt road for most of the time that I was in school. So was Fayette Avenue.
Right.
Fayette Avenue was all dirt road.
Right.
And so the point I'm making to you is that in the last 12 years, there's been massive infrastructural upgrades,
right.
Massive population shifts. Hubert Ingram said on the rally stage of an FNM rally that, listen, there's been... One of the largest shifts in population has been into the Southwestern corridor.
Right.
Yet, let me tell you what I see them doing.
They're facilitating it.
And Carmichael Road building yet another subdivision with this same stupid two-lane road. Who didn't say?
We should open this up. Right now, I'd be afraid to live on Carmichael Road just for the traffic to come back in.
I don't even want to go there to buy a chicken. What you talking about? Listen, it appears to me, give us a call, please, because I don't want y'all to say me and Stephen talking too much. It appears to me as though the people that we elect are being elected for self-actualization. They don't have to think.
No.
They don't have to come up with
policy. No, they just have to maintain.
They just have to win.
No, right, but I'm saying, once you win, all you got to do is maintain.
Stephen, they don't even have to do that.
But that's all they've been doing.
They simply have to, because it's not about...
Whatever way to win, blow them.
It's not about... See, you are somehow still not understanding that you believe that they're going to be elected and that they're going to maintain some stuff. I don't think they know that they're maintaining. I think Mama tell them that they was born to be a politician. They believe Mama.
Right.
And the only plan they had...
Was to get in.
Was to win. Right.
No, I'm saying both of those things... For some of them, both of those things are correct.
Mm.
There are people who get in... And the only thing they ever wanted to do was wear a tie, walk up and down, have Zedness put a mic in their face, have people call their name on the side of the road,
mm-hmm.
right? And they daddy do it, their uncle do it, so they feel it's their birthright.
Mm-hmm.
When they was 9 years old, their mommy buy them a navy blue suit,
mm-hmm.
and they've been the bane of everybody's existence ever since.
Mm-hmm.
They write little articles inside the newspaper, they ran for Cobra's president, and now it's like, now it's their time.
Yeah.
They're 30, they're ready to run for office. The problem is, I mean, so those people are idiots. And they will do nothing but what they are told when they reach there because they don't know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are people who have ideas. They get there, and every time they say, well, we want to do this, the people say, oh, yeah, yeah, but we can't do it right now because X, Y, and Z. Because, you know, so-and-so support us, and we can't, that could cut off all that stuff if we kill this.
Mm-hmm.
And this could cut off that. And so they keep on compromising. Until all we doing is maintaining what we meet there.
Mm.
And that's why nothing big has really changed. The PLP love to go on stage and say, we are the party that brought you national insurance, Bahamas Air, the College of the Bahamas. Those things happened in 1974.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's two generations back.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing of any explosive worth has happened except for we got Atlantis, boom. We have Bahama, boom. But beyond that, we got nothing. Right? And so it's like we need, part of it is a philosophical thing that we need where everybody is like, no, we need to actually move something in a direction. Part of it needs to be macro where we say we need to fix the roads or mm-hmm. we need to fix public transportation.
Mm-hmm.
We need to fix healthcare. We need to diversify the economy. That's a macro thing. And then on the micro level, then you say, in order to fix public transportation, in order to fix healthcare, this is the steps that we need to take. And we also have to realize that somebody's feelings are going to get hurt. If we look on the hierarchy of needs, right? At the bottom of it mm-hmm. is food, water, shelter.
And they need to procreate.
Right, but I'm saying that's before we even get to actualization and mm-hmm. saying, oh, who am I as a person? What mm-hmm. does I put here? Before we get to that, that's four stories up,
mm-hmm.
right? We at the bottom level, we need food, water, shelter.
Procreation.
Procreation, according to
Maslow. Right? Maslow.
Okay, according to Maslow, right?
Yeah.
How much people have a sure shelter? How much people out here have a house to live in? How much people are there, even when they renting, know that they could get that? They didn't have to worry about rent this month. That's not a sure thing for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
We could easily fix that together as a group, as a country, right? Because once again, as there's more crown land per acre than there are Bahamian citizens.
Okay.
There's more crown land per acre than there are residents, full stop.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even talk about it. So now, if you said, we will have some sort of lease program for persons who don't have whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the purpose of making sure that everybody at least know they have a secure place to live. That would automatically change the lives of so many people, right? But the problem is, you do that, you could tank the real estate industry.
Mm.
You could tank half of the banking sector, because the banking sector is completely local, saying, hey, we want you to come for a mortgage from us. The house costs $250,000. You could pay us $400,000 by the time 10, 15 years go, and we still could take the house from you. And then sell it for $350 next.
Because you missed 9 payments.
Because you missed 9. You ain't even missed a full year of payments. You missed 9 payments.
Yeah.
And we could take it from
and
you.
And that's after 15 years of paying for the house.
Ah. So you didn't pay off the house.
So again.
But you got to be willing to offend some people to
or
fix
not,
it.
Or not. Because you just. Okay. So you may say, if an administration is going to take power next, I am going to vote for an administration that is going to create a mortgage court. Because at least a court would require the bank to bring me to them, and the court will decide whether or not the bank is being predatory, whether or not I'm just being delinquent. That is a policy position that a voter could require from a new administration.
Yeah, that's a move forward.
But the voter himself,
I would get to the end.
The voter himself, you know that that's what he wants.
Well, I mean, because some of them don't want that. Some of them just want a place to live. They don't want all the complications, all the stuff. Like, honestly.
So how do you know what to vote for?
In the morning, what you have for breakfast this morning?
Cheese croissant.
Okay. Now, did you say, I want a guy in Wisconsin to go molest a cow and then take the milk from the cow, right? And boil it and stir it up, add some salt. You didn't say all that. You say, I want a croissant.
Right.
Right? And that was it. You didn't go through the process of, well, I need somebody to take yeast from the air or wherever you get yeast from. Because, I mean, it's a bacteria. Who knows where you get it from, right? I get the yeast, and then I need somebody to grow some wheat inside the fields. No, you want a croissant. And for most persons, that's what they want. And the thing is, the reason why we have a government is not so that the person who is not for me as a dude who's doing video to come up with the policies. It's not for the person who's selling mangoes on the side of the road to come up with the policies. We just want a place to live. We want to know that our children ain't dead from the water that they're drinking at school or the lack of water. We want to know that if we go to the hospital, we don't die because we poor and you get cancer because some idiot was fixing a car for the past 20 years next to you, it seep into the well water, and everybody here, or the gas station, everybody here get poisoned,
right.
Get cancer. We can't prove it. We don't have the money for lawyers, and we can't even go to the doctor to get treated for the cancer that these people who are now multimillionaires give us. That's all we're asking for. It's not on us to make the steps because we voted for a government to make the steps. If we knew the steps, we wouldn't need a government.
Agreed, Stephen. But do they not have an obligation to sell you the concept?
Yes, I agree. They should sell me the concept. And I want to sell the concept itself. I just don't want any potential politicians or potential government, whatever, listening to be like, oh, well, the people don't know what they want, so it ain't on me. No. The people know what they want. They want to live. We voting for you to make that happen.
To figure that out.
Because the whole thing is, we said collectively, we think that these people, hopefully, are the smartest people to get the job done. Now, we could disagree on which person is the smartest person to get the job done. But we say, you know what? I feel like I call his name because he's your friend and mine.
Mm-hmm.
We think Jeff Lloyd's smart.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Lloyd used to teach. We think if we put Jeff Lloyd in charge at the Ministry of Education, we can make some headway.
Mm-hmm.
So people vote for Jeff. Jeff ended up becoming the minister.
Mm-hmm.
That's the direction that we was going in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using that as an example.
Sure.
Whether or not you agree with it, that's personal, whatever. But the whole thing is, we didn't vote for him to turn around and look at us and say, well, what you think we should teach children in grade 9? No. we think you smart. Mm-hmm. Now, if you saying that you ain't smart, what we could do is remove you, put somebody else who think they smart, and that's why we keep on going back and forth.
And now you're getting to the gist of my question, which is, what would then guarantee me as the voter that I got, or I'm about to get some? And that is the point.
Right. But I'm saying, in the meantime, it is in the meantime. They're not off the hook.
You got 9 months. Like, and this is what I'm trying to get the person with the pencil in the box to understand. Mm-hmm. You have 9 months
to figure out what it is.
Figuring out what in the name of God and good things in humanity mm-hmm. that you want. And not just what do you want, but what do you want it to look like?
Yes.
And if you can't figure that out, the show's not over. That's
No. The thing is, last time I've been there, we had a clock. they moved the clock. I mean, COVID is three clocks too. I didn't know.
You gotta make the space as big as possible.
Okay.
But if you can't figure out what you want, if you can't figure out what that thing looks like, I mean, then it's no wonder why you keep getting offered anything and you are, you know, enthralled in fury every 5 years because the fella can't deliver something for you because you've not given him any deliverables. Like, he don't know how to quantify what it is that he's done over the 5 years because he's been going in a policy direction that isn't linear because he don't know which one of these 6 things or 10 things or 15 things you want. And so I think as a public, as an electorate, we have got to say, listen, I do not want Burger King on East Street South because that gonna block up the traffic coming out of South Beach, and it already just take me 15 minutes coming up East Street.
And the water running off. But I also, the people who are giving them clear directions don't have our best interest at heart. They have the corporation's best interest at heart.
And we, as the citizens, have got to figure that out.
But see, now it sounds like we need to make a secondary government to govern the primary government. And that's too much government.
We got to go to the break. I promise y'all, when I come out from the break, I take in your calls. 323-622-3253-316-325-4259. You look at me every time I say the numbers. I memorize them, Steve.
No, it's just like, yeah. Okay.
I memorize them. 422-4796. You can text me on that. We'll be back after the break.
When you really need to save big, you need to shop Super Value and Quality Supermarkets. Rainbow Spaghetti and Meatballs, 14.8-ounce can, 3 for $3.19. Promo's Peanut Butter, 18-ounce jar, $2.89. Amalanda Fresh Milk, 33.8-ounce size, $1.39. Green Peppers, $1.49 per pound. Chicken Leg Quarters, 10-pound bag, $1.09 per pound. Working hard every day to keep your prices down. That's Super Value and Quality Supermarkets.
Crystal Cruises is setting sail for the Bahamas once again. Crystal will follow the strictest safety protocols as guests travel to Exuma, San Salvador, Long Island, and more. With a commitment to keep communities and guests safe and protect the environment, Crystal's decision to homeport in the Bahamas will boost tourism and support the local economy. Learn more at crystalcruises.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back. I think the ghost of Aaron Green haunted my studio just now.
Oh.
I don't know what happened. But it's Levin Miller. I'm Unleashed. You can hear it. It's me. It's my voice. I don't know what happened just now. Let's open the phone lines. Good morning, Callie Ron. Callie, there? Not there. Next line. Good morning, Callie Ron. No, not there. Give me a call. 323-622-3254-316-325-4259. Text me, 422-4796. Text right here says, put Chester Cooper as the leader, and that's good enough for me.
You know, anyway.
That's where we are. Good morning, Mr. Miller. For me to return the winner of this upcoming election to governance in 2027, I will require the following. 2 terms for prime minister. A complete and full enactment of the Freedom of Information Act, serious discussions and negotiation towards moving the Bahamas to a republic state, the reduction of the cabinet to 14 members, the establishment of the Office of an Ombudsman. What do you think about those things, Stephen?
I mean, those are good things.
Yeah. I think one or two of them, the average behemoth doesn't even understand, though. Like,
most of them.
What would the Freedom of Information Act empower you as a Bahamian to do.
I mean, honestly,
today
I
that
feel
you're
like
not really doing.
Right. I feel like the Freedom of Information Act works well if you have a lawyer.
The internet.
Yeah, but it ain't the same thing.
I guess.
It ain't, no, because there are things that, you know, this is the Bahamas, everything on paper.
Yeah.
There are things that you'll never find on the internet.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you want to know people, business, who dealing with your business, you need the Freedom of Information Act.
Okay, sure. Okay, but what about the Office of the Ombudsman? Because we got the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions. I don't know if that made any dramatic change in public prosecutions. We got the Office of the, what is it? What was the thing they gave the Information Commissioner the other day? I don't know if that's...
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. All these things that are so high up is the problem. We don't have nothing to address the people on the ground, but...
Leaving the FNM government, in my view, is on the right path. Fiscal Responsibility Act, fishery, you mean the one that they themselves are not adhering to presently in the House of Assembly? That one?
Sometimes.
The Fisheries Bill, which I agree with, tongue in cheek. The Procurement Bill, public reporting. The PLP isn't even talking any of these. They want to return and do the same as they have always done. Is the FNM perfect? No. But in my view, they are better than the PLP. The PLP talk of VAT reduction is nothing more than a 75% off window sign in a store, but in reality, nothing in the store makes sense. Brave maintained he and Perry did no wrong, so I guess the wrong was us voting for them. Much of what you speak as far as car limits has to do with New Providence. Please don't make rules for the entire Bahamas. You are absolutely correct. And I want to say this. I would literally only let these Japanese vehicles on three islands of the Bahamas. Bimini?
I wouldn't let them on Bimini.
Bimini only big as the Guardian parking lot.
I know. That's Bimini, the problem. It'll just be cars.
Bimini. What the other place name? Harbor Island.
Not
and they certainly nowhere else.
Everywhere. Oh, you only want them on the small islands.
Yeah, everywhere else they pose a risk. Good morning, Carly Ron.
Good morning. I'm Devon.
Hey, Robert.
Steven.
Hey, morning.
Steven, I remember your first show. They let you loose on the air. I said, radical. You went absolutely crazy on the people. Anyhow, Steven, I mean, like, there was no, our government don't protect us on this banking industry. Do you know how to pay them as you have equity in the house? Equity.
Yes.
So the bank should have, the government should allow the bank to even sell the house and give you the rest of the money, mm-hmm. or allow you to stay in the house for a certain amount of time. You're literally paid for your house. Let's get back to this insurance company. I have a friend in the States, right? He's a PIP, the lawyer. He said, do not let the insurance company and give you a check without seeing a body man first. Do not, if your house is burning down, mm-hmm. do not let man come give you a check without having to see how much house costs to redo or the house could be rebuilt. Yeah. Once you sign that check, it's called the final act.
Yeah.
So do not, I see them say, they advertise that, like this is a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
Your car get mashed. Mark, I'll write you a check. How do you know this car can be fixed? How much does the car cost to be fixed?
Mm.
See, we need to take this law thing serious. The insurance company getting overpaid by the man come write you insurance on the road. So they said, no. It was a bad accident. You need to go see a chiropractor. And next month you're hurting,
but
you want to take the check. You need to go see a doctor for your backache. You're bleeding inside. Let's say a month go by, then you take the check. After seeing certain people.
Make sure everything's straight.
Yes. But they advertised it like, this is a good thing. Oh, my man can pay me on the spot.
Mm.
But he's working for you. He's working for other man. He's working on your behalf to make you whole again.
Yeah.
Said, right? My car goes back in the States, right? You know, my lawyer, too, and so on, was lowest of value. I gotta sell a car no more for the same price. So I got an extra $2,000 because my car got mashed.
Hmm. All right. No. This text right here says you need to start thinking bigger. Get rid of the busing system and put in above ground trains that pass all schools. What are we gonna power it with? Be easy?
My thing isn't even the powering. It's like. Honestly?
Oh, no, imagine you put little Steven Eka on the train.
My issue is the price. Because it's like, we could probably do it for 50, but by the end of it, it'll be 100 million and it wouldn't be finished.
No duty or VAT on motorcycles and limit the number of cars per household. Make motorbikes and trains the primary source of transportation.
How you gonna limit the amount of cars per household when people don't, like, when no household is stable enough? Like, what are you defining a household as?
I know.
You know what I mean? Are we defining it by breadwinners? Or are we defining it by actual physical building?
And can we also agree on this fact that that when my daddy was growing up, at 34, my daddy had been in his own house for 13 years. At 34, the average person can't afford to move away from mommy and daddy's house. They have to live there. The text right here says, I like this thought exercise and submit that you guys are just short of the real problem. No matter what good things we say we want to see for the next election, this real issue is how to make the people do the job when they get in or hold them accountable. This administration, just as the We March guy, have burned all the goodwill they had because they failed to deliver as promised. How do we fix that? I don't know, but I can tell you one thing.
It's easy. I mean, like, because at the end of the day, right? Uh-huh. See, what happened is when you address the church, right? Mm-hmm. It's the same. You got to look at it the same way, right? So if somebody say, all these church people is the same, or the church or Christians is this, right? Everybody who's a Christian feels obligated to stand up and defend it.
Mm-hmm.
But now if I say, Reverend Miller is be trying to counsel these young girls after dark and dying right, then they would say, oh, yeah, Reverend Miller need to go.
Mm-hmm.
You got to address these people as people and not as a part of this giant organization,
mm-hmm.
right? Human minister has an issue. It can't just be, I don't like him. You have to specify, this is why I don't like Hubert Minnis, because he did X, Y, and Z.
What do you want in return?
Right, no, I'm saying, you say why you don't want that and what it is that you, well, what you want. I want when somebody billing bombs you'd have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody, so if they don't pay somebody on time and the place burned down or they rip up something, that the government ain't in the hole. That's mm-hmm. what I want.
Mm.
I also would really like to know what was in the letter of intent.
Better government procurement policy.
Right.
But you would have to know that as the voter in order to know what it is.
I don't need to know what it means. I know what it is. Right?
Stephen, we out of time. Is that my music? We out of time.
That is your music.
Thank you so much for coming. Stephen is actually my radio daddy, ladies and gentlemen. I have to say it every time he's here with me in studio. So I'm always happy when he's able to come. Thank you for coming. Anyway, that's my time. I'm Levin Miller. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the station for fresh news and smart talk. Don't move. They've got the news. It's next.
Glory. Oh, glory. Glory.
Hands to the heavens. No man, no weapon. Formed against, yes.